You're still listening to CJSF. Now it's time for the art show.
Hi, we're Young Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yo, welcome to The Arts Show. This is me, Jay Gradowski, your host as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain. And you guessed it. Burnaby in Vancouver, whatever. Anyways, we're also on the unceded territories, the Coast Salish peoples. They belong to the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwilem. And don't you forget it now, buddy. And today, as always, we're doing our very best to tell you as many shows as we can for this coming week up until next Thursday, because I can only really, I think it's only relevant to tell you about that much, because there's a lot of shows, so I'm going to do my best to tell you about them and that's happening again in this around this fine, fine, fantastic city of so-called Vancouver. So stay tuned for all that and more here on CJSF, where we will also enjoy music from said shows. So anyways, we'll be back in just a moment after a few messages.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
The Polygon Gallery is pleased to present Deckchair Cinema, an outdoor summer film series taking place on Kate's Deck, located on the waterfront directly in front of the gallery. Hosted for 10 Thursdays beginning June 29th, the screenings commence at sunset and will be complemented by music and entertainment leading up to curtain time. Admission to Deckchair Cinema is by donation and includes access to the gallery's summer exhibition, Jeremy Shaw, Phase Shifting Index. To learn more about this event, visit thepolygon.ca.
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, folks, now that we've gotten these lovely messages out of the way, let's get into the show. Backing me up musically today is going to be the motion picture soundtrack for 1961's Lola. I was listening to a program on a Montreal-based radio station, Antenna. They have a program all about film music, Cinema Central. I recommend it if you enjoy this type of music. And Antennas is also fantastic and great if you are into all kinds of electronic music, because they got that in spades. Also backing me up today is our fantastic volunteer coordinator, Juju.
Hi.
Oh, so are they on the right microphone?
Hi. Hello. Hi.
How about
hi,
that?
Hi. I think this is it.
Let's get it. Let's try it.
Okay.
That one works.
This is the one. Hi, everyone.
All right, hi. This is your radio debut, I think.
This is my radio debut.
Welcome to it.
I'm enjoying it so far. It's sounding great. Hi, everyone. It's Juanita, but everyone calls me Juju, and I sound amazing.
Don't you? Everyone, make a nice warm welcome if you're sitting at home or driving. Don't take your hands off the wheel if you're driving, but let out a little
clap or blink like 5 times.
Just blink really loudly, like
dot dot dot, like Tinkerbell situations.
I want to hear there's got to be like a record for loudest blink. Like,
absolutely. If you check the, this is a record for everything.
Loudest
blink.
Blinking. How loud is a blink? 3 to 5 decibels, which is super freaking quiet, but I'm sure you already know that.
I think that's loud for a blink.
decibels are a wild ride if you know the words. It's like the Richter scale. It's all logarithmic. today, again, as always, we're going to be doing our thing on the Art Show, telling you about all sorts of cool shows happening in and around this fantastic city of Vancouver. And it is also Pride Weekend, so woo-hoo! You bet your butt that there's going to be a crap ton of shows celebrating that fact. And so if you're going to those shows, recommend bringing some water, bringing a snack.
Sunscreen.
And for those who are enjoying things that, elevate their experience, use responsibly. So make sure you're carrying the proper things and don't use alone. We all want to make it through this weekend and enjoy the rest of our lives. So don't overdo it. Be careful out there, but party responsibly.
Yes.
So with that in mind, let's start with a few shows happening today in the area. So over in North Van at the Polygon Theater, if you're looking for something much more relaxing to do and you like roller skating and you like 1970s films, you can watch Xanadu.
That's you roller skate?
I can not do it well, but I can stand and roll. So that is a thing. The only thing I really know about Xanadu is that there was a clip from some DJ Shadow song where it's like, ever since I saw Xanadu, all I ever want to do is roller skate. and I'm easily impressed by anything to do on wheels, so skateboards and rollerblades and roller skates.
Especially when people like do their roller skates backwards, I think that's super impressive.
Because I am scared I'm going to blow the back of my skull open if I trip.
The fact that you can even like make steps with your roller skates, that's impressive to me.
So if we have any roller skaters out there, amazing. Fantastic.
You're living the dream.
I'm easily impressed. If you ever have some cool clips or have any other cool shows you want to talk to me about or let me know about, feel free to hit me up on Instagram. That's moose.masta, M-O-O-S-E, period, M-A-S-T-A, moosemasta. Drop me a line and send me your roller skating pics because I think that shit's cool as hell.
Oh, even ice skating. I think ice skating is cool as hell.
Oh my god, terrifying.
Terrifying, right?
I can scoot around the Robson ice rink. I remember as a kid, I'd have to put the pylon to balance myself.
Never. I grew up in East Africa. There was no ice. The only ice you find is in the fridge. So the fact that people are skating it is like impressive to me.
That's us up here in Canada. We just get the pond out.
It's just like, you know.
Do you know why we have the term hoser?
No.
Let me tell you. So the term comes from having to hose down the ice rink after a game of ice hockey. The losers typically would have to do it, so hence hoser.
Oh,
the more you know.
Look at that interesting fact for Jacob.
Facts for the day. I once wrote a pointless fact article in my high school newspaper. It lasted two issues, and they stopped publishing it. So, nuts to you, Port Moody Secondary School newspaper team.
They tried to silence you, censoring your talent. That is horrible. Look at you. You could have been a journalist?
Something like that.
Something like that.
I mean, many years ago, I thought I wanted to be a journalist.
I think you're doing well.
But Xanadu, again, happening tonight, 7 p.m. Thursday night at the Polygon Gallery in North Van. Just hop on the C-Bus and hop on the Magic C-Bus and, you're there in a heartbeat after a nice little scenic jaunt across the bay.
Nice.
It is rated G for coarse language, so protect your virgin ears if you must. Film starts at 9 p.m., so get comfortable and at the Polygon Gallery for Xanadu, Thursday nights, tonight, 7 p.m.
Excited.
Also, today at the Lido, which is happening at 518 East Broadway, you can find Ce qui nous traverse from Montreal. And they have some fantastic music. They're on Kingfisher Blues here. Shout out Tim. They're playing with Leave Yourself Alone. Easily done, my friend. So Dreamy Alt Rock joining them on that stuff. And Montreal band, Ce qui nous traverse.
What does that mean?
Us who travel. Or traverse. Or those who travel. Or traverse.
Is it safe to assume that the music is going to be purely in French?
It's a good bet. But they're from Montreal, so, they're finer balance
French,
between English and English. But they're a Montreal experimental rock band, Ensemble. So join that foray. The doors are at 8:30. The show's at 9:30. It's $10. You can buy your ticket at the door or at the bar. And again, if you have not been to the Lido before, it's not that big. So show up early and get yourself a good little spot to sit down. Otherwise, you're going to be standing. And I don't like standing for hours. Maybe you do, but
maybe you'll be bobbing your head or like tapping your feet. I think that's exciting. If you're standing still for doing nothing, that's exhausting.
Do you have? I have a bad habit of putting all my weight on one leg.
Oh,
so I need
to. Yeah, that's horrible. You need to move it. You need to do like a little side to side step. You know, chick, chick.
Just you know, the two step.
The two step. Dun, dun, dun,
the white guy shuffle. So yeah, we'll hear some music from Siki Nutradas shortly enough after a few more listings here. We got one coming down here over at Enso, which is just over by Plaza of Nations, but it's not at Plaza of Nations. It's 750 Pacific Boulevard in Vancouver. You have Yuke, it's spelled Y-U-C apostrophe E. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, but I'm going to go with Yuse. And they're playing with local talents. So if you enjoy breakbeat, this is going to be really great. You have 99 Jakes, Evidence Dull, and Luke Canal. If you like your happy hardcore and breakbeat and jungle, you're gonna like this show, I think. So we'll check out some music from Yuse shortly enough as well. But yeah, hang tight for that. I can't talk about Friday just yet because we have to at least try to be chronological. I had one more. Oh yeah. Was it this one? Where was it?
Friday.
This one. Over at Green Auto tonight, Thursday night. For those who don't know, we also rebroadcast it on Friday nights at 8 p.m. So that's why I'm doubling down on what day we do this. So for our Friday nights, I'm sorry you already missed this. Coming in from Olympia, you have Posey. They're going to be playing with Banana House, Yup, and Still Depths over at Green Auto tonight, Thursday night.
Posey.
Doors at 8 o'clock or so. I'm guessing $15 per chicken seems to be the going rate. And we'll hear some music from them in a little bit, so hang tight for
that. Where is Posse from?
They're from Olympia, just south the border.
Nice. So is it a band or is it like one person?
It's judging by this photo full of lovely people, I'm going to guess it's a band.
It's a band.
Un groupe de musique.
Un groupe de musique.
All right, so that's been 1, 2, 3, 4. That's four listings.
I think that's a fat itinerary for Thursday night. I even know people go out on Thursday night, but I love it. I love knowing that you can catch a show.
Thursday is the new Friday in the summer.
Summertime. Summertime it is. Okay.
Okay. I didn't have a chance to sound check what exactly Siki Nutradas sound like, so we're going to take a shot in the dark here.
This
is their track, La Taille, from their album Particulas Sans Barbe. Enjoy. Thank you.
WUFO.
Welcome back to the program here, everybody. You just heard some music from Yus. That was Space Invaders.
Lovely and, song.
Yeah, that was dope. So if you were feeling that, head on down to 750 Pacific Boulevard tonight, Thursday night, 10 p.m. You'll also see 99 Jakes along with Evidence Doll and Luke Canal. So it's going to be a fantastic evening of... drums and bass, happy hardcore, and all those flavors in between. Evidence Doll is also doing a second show that night, so if you love what they do, you can also see them alongside DJ Jiminy Cricket, Kabuto, Dissected Wren, Bombi.exe, and DJ Sakura over at the Red Gate Art Society starting at 10 o'clock tonight, Thursday night. $15, pay what you can for that one as well. Before Yus, you heard Terrifying Girls High School with their song Heart Darts. You can see them Friday night at the Black Lab for a fundraiser for the Black Lab, because, I mean, technically every show is a fundraiser, if you think of it that way. They're playing alongside Lumper, Soup, Kids Help Phone, and of course, themselves, Terrifying Girls High School. That was their song, again, Heart Darts, off their Ghastly Girls Horticultural Club. So yeah, that was pretty happening.
Miggy, pretty packed.
Miggy, nice to hear that you're still making some tunes. Always good to hear you. Before that was Posse. You can see them over at Green Auto with Banana House, Yup, and Still Depths tonight, August 3rd. It's a Thursday. But that was their track, Bye, 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 bye. As in like to purchase. Not bye, bye, bye. It's
maybe goodbye. Bye, bye, bye. All right. I really liked Bye, 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 though.
That was
nice.
Cool. That was cool stuff.
Do you think they say it's Bye, 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 or they're like, oh, now we're listening to Triple Bye by Posse? What do you think they could go by?
Triple B in the afternoon.
Triple B in the afternoon.
Can you imagine if the art show was Buzz Radio, like morning radio? Full of like all sorts of random mishmash stuff.
I think that'd be not a cup of tea situation.
No. There's got to be, maybe one day I'll make a parody show on Buzz Radio and just be absolutely nonsensical and just be the Onion of morning Buzz Radio.
You'd said nonsensical and that's literally Buzz Radio, so you wouldn't be too out of place.
And they'd just be making fart jokes for a whole 3 hours. What a time to be alive.
And you'd be like, ha ha ha, on to the next one.
I mean, honestly, fart jokes, classic. If you're too cool to laugh at a well-placed fart joke, I don't know about it.
But I think they're overplayed, you know? I think dad jokes carry more weight than fart jokes, because sure, everyone can make a fart joke. Essentially,
it's just a funny sound.
Yeah, but like, it's not always gonna be funny. Sometimes it's just like, okay, and
yeah,
there's no punchline.
Adam Sandler has lost his fart joke card long ago because he just kept going with it.
Oh my god, yeah,
he just kept making
true
fart jokes in his freaking movies.
I think right now the world has actually transitioned from fart jokes to shit jokes. I feel like every stand-up comedian has made a joke about him shitting himself.
I don't know what like that style of humor is, but I think it's because I watched so much of what they call YouTube poop back in the day, which is a mishmash.
Why were you watching that?
It's not literally that. Let me explain.
YouTube poop was like basically garbled like videos about like, I don't know, the Super Mario Bros. Wandering around saying, Mario, Luigi, the princess needs toast.
I've never played Mario Kart, you know?
You're not missing out on the whole like YouTube poop thing. It's a bit over the hill now, but that stuff has greatly influenced what I think is funny, because it's just like, huh, is that just a bunch of funny sounds in nonsensical order with a bunch of like, you know, those ones where it's just, it's hard to explain that. How do you call it? If anyone knows how to describe that style of humor, please let me know. Call in here at 778-2... What is it again?
Oh, no.
I haven't done this in a long time. 778-782-2573. That's the number to the studio here. So if you know what the exact word is or have an idea of what it is, please let me know.
Isn't that like physical comedy? Like the same thing that Mr. Bean used to do.
Oh, my God.
Where essentially you don't really talk, but there'd be funny sounds coming off like, let's say, give me my pen, you know?
Yeah.
He wouldn't actually... That's fun, like, fact, and if I missed it, been funny, though. I thought he was too...
I mean, British humor is its own weird entity.
Right? Did you like the Mr. Bean?
I thought there was some funny things. Like, I like Rowan Atkinson. I like his acting.
Oh, I don't know that one.
That's the guy.
I liked Mr. Bean and Johnny English. That was a good
that
one.
That was a funny movie.
That was a good movie.
Because I think Rowan Atkinson already knows how to play that character so well. Just like being a goofy savant.
Right? I can see that. Who other person, which other actor would you say does so well in that?
First of all, I'm really bad at remembering all the actors.
Same.
But I don't know. Can you imagine, like...
The Rock being a goofy savant, right?
Like this huge mountain of a man walking around accidentally foiling a nuclear plot.
Oh, no, what's his name? Terry Crews does well in that. Terry Crews and White Chicks.
Is great. Terry Crews, I don't think he's underrated. I think he's fantastic.
No, but I think he does well in being like a big
softy,
hyper-masculine guy who's literally presenting as a goof and a softy. So I think he did well. I think his career his career progression was really great.
Yeah, from, you know, screaming Old Spice Man to, what was it? He was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine and a bunch of other things.
Loved Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I haven't followed his career super well, but what I've seen, I've enjoyed.
Yeah, it was great. I think he used to be WWE? Wasn't he WWE?
I don't know.
I think he was WWE, a pro athlete, and then he kind of did the same career change as The Rock. I could be lying, and if I am, this is not CNN. This is the art show.
He was in WCW.
WCW. See, I was right. This is CNN.
We're the facts, I live. Okay, speaking of the art show, let's get back on track here with where we left off here. That first song you heard in that batch of tunes was from Montreal band Cirque Nu Traverse.